Welcome to my super secret podcast. I started this show for the purpose of having a platform where I can say and discuss whatever I want. I have another podcast, but after receiving pushback from relatives about some of the content, I figured the only way to get around this was to have a secret podcast that they didn't know about. I don't know if this is a good idea, but I guess I'll find out. I'm James, your secret host. This show is going to be about news, tech, a little entertainment, and anything else I feel like talking about. I'm open to suggestions, so feel free to email me at mysupersecretpodcast@gmail.com. Come join me on this journey, and together we will see where this all goes. So, what's going on? With the exception of the wacky left coast and some instances on the right coast, the riots and looting seem to have abated across the country. Protests continued but seemed to have been hijacked by other, various causes. I think the investigations and arrests of some Antifa operatives and their organizers has forced that organization to stand down and keep a lower profile. Well, they're not going away, they're just regrouping. I don't think they expect the government to get serious about investigating them, so they'll go underground for now. Once their source of funding is revealed, that will be the beginning of the end for this radical communist organization, at least in its present form. The current BLM protest seems to have been hijacked by the loony left, who are represented by mainly young white females and their effeminate male companions who expect everything to be free. This is because they haven't had any responsibilities in their life and feel this is the way it should be forever. Now, instead of just calling for policing reform, police defunding and or abolition has become the new cause. They are just revealing themselves to be the misguided people that they really are. With the economy slowly reopening and people going back to work, less attention will be given to these protests, and when winter sets upon the country, they'll flicker out. The sad part being that the legitimate cause of the original protests will have been lost amongst all the static that was around and eventually consumed it. Cool tech. Or should I say, cool tech fail. Last October, I received as a birthday gift a Motif smart ring. Though I had to settle for a color I didn't want, I loved the thing. It's been 100% reliable and has given me no problems. Until now. For some reason, a couple of days ago, I noticed that while tracking sleep, it wasn't accurate. Last evening, it didn't track anything. I'm in the process of troubleshooting the ring, and hopefully I'll solve this problem. It's funny how once you get used to a piece of tech and it fails, it's like you can't live without it. What I'm watching. Because of the pandemic, I'm just about sick and tired of television. The only series I'm currently watching is Billions on the Showtime network. So far, it's been a decent season, but I fear the show as a whole is running out of steam. I'm starting to get a little bit bored with it. I used to be a fan of Homeland, but the continuous crying of the lead character has made me feel, and a lot of other people I know, punch out of the series. I just hope HBO steps up and starts producing interesting and well-written series again. Movies I recently have watched and enjoyed are Haywire and The Bouncer. Haywire stars former female MMA fighter Gina Carano. She plays an operative for a government contractor that does the dirty work. It's weird seeing a female get beat up like she does in the movie, but here's a spoiler. she usually wins. The movie has a great supporting cast, and it's very entertaining. It's currently streaming on Amazon Prime if you want to check it out. The other movie, The Bouncer, stars Jean-Claude Van Damme, but it's not his usual type of movie. He plays an older guy raising a young daughter alone since the death of his wife. He gets ensnared with criminals and law enforcement and has to work his way out of it. No fancy martial art moves, as this movie is more plot-driven. There's a nice plot twist during the end, but speaking of the end, it could have been stronger. The movie dialogue is mostly in Flemish, and it has English subtitles. And this one's currently streaming on the Tubi service. What I'm listening to? Well, not much. Nothing new this week, just the same podcast I've been telling you guys about in previous episodes. When my commute to work begins again in a couple of weeks, I'll have more to share with you. I did listen to a couple of Apple-centric podcasts just to see what I've been missing, which hasn't been much. War stories, or this actually happened. When I was an 18-year-old slick sleeve at my first military assignment, it was during the Cold War, and being the installation was in Europe, we were considered vulnerable to attack by the old Soviet Union. To prepare us for this, every month or so we had what was called a readiness exercise. This also helped the unit prepare for the yearly operational readiness inspection from headquarters. A failure of this inspection would doom the commander and block him from being promoted and could end his career. A passing grade would almost ensure the commander of a promotion and bigger and better things to come. So, we were pushed hard when we had the local exercises, to say the least. My job during these readiness exercises was to be part of the security forces, of which at the time was divided into two distinct entities, law enforcement and security. I was assigned to security, which meant guarding the facility and responding to incidents. Law enforcement was just like being a regular civilian cop, and it was a lot easier than what we did. Now, if you were on static guard duty, you were told that you would be manning a bunker. Now, what do you think of when somebody says you're going to be manning a bunker? Well, in my mind, a bunker would be a cement structure with some protection from the elements and heavy gunfire. Well, in actuality, the bunker was a 6x6 foot square of knee-level sandbags. Definitely not what I had imagined. And added on to that disappointment, you were tasked to work 12-hour shifts 7 days a week for the duration. Actually, you were working more than 12 hours per day. Let me explain. You were required to show up 2 hours early so you could draw your weapon and ammo from the armory. After that, you attended what was called guard mount, where you were given your post. After completing guard mount, you were loaded up in trucks and dropped off at your post. In a perfect world, you would be relieved exactly 12 hours later, but it just never worked out that way. You were lucky to be relieved by the 13th hour on post. Again, you would be loaded on trucks, taken back to the armory, where you turned in your weapon and ammo, attended yet another guard mount, and finally released. So basically, you worked a 17-hour day. Thank goodness for my youth at the time. After 2 years of this, I guess you can say I was burnt out. I'll never forget the last time I pulled guard duty at that base. The post I was assigned to was right up on an active jet engine test cell. It was a humid evening, so the exhaust combined with the humid air produced a mini rainstorm right on top of my position. Later that evening, the temperature dropped, and I saw a wall of what I thought was fog advancing towards me. Finally, it enveloped me, and I realized it was actually frost. When that wall of weather passed me, I was covered in cold frost and being rained on at the same time. This was the first time in my life that I almost lost it. And remember, I was armed with an automatic weapon with 180 rounds of ammo. I thought about just opening fire, theorizing that my fellow GIs would do the same. Maybe this would put an end to my misery and at least be a little bit entertaining. Then a miracle occurred. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, at least 2 hours left on my shift, and me still losing my mind when a truck pulled up and I was relieved from my post. This was not normal procedure, so I asked the driver what was going on. Had the exercise ended? He replied that the commander noticed that the law enforcement guys were just skating during these exercises, so he decided to use them for security also. This created two new shifts, which would get us out earlier than before. Like I said, it was a miracle. Too bad this idea hadn't been implemented beforehand. Before I went what they called stone crazy, but that's a story for another time. All right, get out your old tinfoil hats and strap them on tight. Today's conspiracy subject is chemtrails. During normal times, especially during the summer months, you see a lot of air traffic as people are traveling to and from vacation. Under those clear blue summer skies, you see the airliners leaving lines or trails behind them. Depending on where you live, the sky can become full of these lines at times. Some folks call them chemtrails, and many believe there's a nefarious reason for them. One explanation is that this is being done purposely at the behest of the globalist. The theory goes that these people believe that the world is too populous and that the human herd needs trimming. What better and efficient way to accomplish this than to equip airliners with nozzles that would dispense special chemicals designed to slowly poison us, causing premature death? Some say that the chemicals will cause infertility, which will eventually limit the amount of humans on Earth. Others, including the late great musician Prince, thought that the purpose of these chemtrails were to cause violent reactions from the people who were exposed to them on Earth below. These all sound kind of wacky, right? Then you have the, quote, more logical people who believe that the chemicals in these trails are for the purpose of scattering sunlight to reduce the effect of the sun's thermal energy to prevent the collapse of the climate, which is the greatest threat to national security. You know, it's called global warming, or the more recent term, climate change. Well, if that was true, why would the government keep it secret? Wouldn't they be bragging about this? The first time I noticed these so-called chemtrails was in the 1980s while serving in the military. We called them contrails, which is short for condensation trails, and I'll explain why this is the correct term. One summer, late afternoon, I guess it was, I was watching a bunch of B-52 bombers take off. I noticed black trails coming from the 8 engines of that lumbering airframe. I asked a old crusty sergeant why was there black smoke coming from these engines. He explained to me that to get more thrust out of these old turbofan engines, water was injected into them, which caused the effect. Now, this was necessary because on paper, the unaerodynamic B-52 airframe shouldn't be able to fly. What has that got to do with this subject? Well, the key word here is water. Good old H2O. Modern turbofans don't need this water injection because they are more powerful and efficient. So why is the sky full of these contrails now? First, there are a lot more aircraft these days. Well, maybe not recently because of the pandemic. Second, condensation builds on the wings of aircraft due to temperature changes in the atmosphere, which causes these trails at certain altitudes. But wait, why were the contrails I witnessed on the B-52s black and not white like the ones you'd see now? Well, that's because water was being injected into the engines directly, which mixed with fuel. In other words, the contrails were caused by and emitted from the jet engines. The ones you see high in the sky are coming from the wings of the aircraft, not the engines. I hope this cleared this up for you, or maybe I'm wrong and the Illuminati or some other evil organization is behind this, because what do I know? Well, what I do know is the music's playing, so that means it's time to get up and get out of here. I'll see you next time. If you have any suggestions, email mysupersecretpodcast@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. If you get bored or want to fall asleep, you can always listen to my other podcast, OFNT, Old Fart, New Tech. Remember, don't tell anybody about this. It's our secret. Take care.